one of these, actually.
No, because no matter what we got going on during the weekend, we usually hit Friday, so.
Yeah, because, I mean, I know you missed, like, a session or two.
Yes.
I think Skylar missed one or something, and Eric left halfway through one of them. But, like, even when somebody misses one, you know, we still had a session, so we can still go over them. Yeah, I think we've been actually pretty fucking consistent.
We have?
You're welcome, people.
We love you.
Right, so we had, what, session four. They're starting to blur together. We had to even go through, like, our little mental calendar
right, it was
before
funny.
This. Yeah. I think this one might have been the most impactful one yet. Other than, you know, obviously getting to Ravnica from Modern.
Yeah.
You know, there was some, you know, connoitering, DM.
Connoitering. That's the word you choose
and,
for?
And dinglebangers. You know, on, like, the DM to DM end of things, you know, we did the very cliche, there's a portal to another realm type thing, you know, but, and fucking, I swear in every campaign you're going to come across that sooner or later with, like, plane shift or something. Like,
you got to get somewhere, somehow, eventually.
Yeah, yeah, in some way, shape, or form, you're going to have a rift, a portal, you know.
What have you,
you know, even with, like, the conjure spells. You know, like when Meepo had a Steve.
He comes from somewhere.
Yeah, he comes from, I think, the Abyss. Because
that makes sense.
Because he's a Baldura. So I always said it because, you know, Baldura, he's so fucking big that he's like tearing like a rift in midair. So he would always enter, you know, from the giant, you know, half abyssal, half ape hands, like opening and raw, you know, King Kong style shit. You know, yeah, that's how I always narrated it, at least. Session, we long rested, which was, holy shit, am I so glad that we did.
That was very much
needed. Like, I didn't want to, like, let it out in the session to, like, interrupt anything we were doing, but it was like, holy shit, we didn't know that we were one chamber, that we were one room away from Jack. Like, without even knowing, we rested right before our boss fight. Like, right before the end of a dungeon crawl, we finally took our first rest.
Yeah. It was not even overdue, but it was just like, I know we were talking about it, and, you know, it was just kind of funny to think about. It's like, you know, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because he's in the next room.
Yeah, like, in your head, that's what you're going through. Yep. It's like, man, this is my first big combat. Don't TPK. Let's get some spell slots back. Let's go.
And I mean, even just thinking about it, you know, it's my first fight, so it's like, I wouldn't want you guys to be whacking anything. You know, I'm going to be coming at you full force, so it's not to even be like smug or anything, but I'd hope for the same. You know,
I mean, I think that's just like a bond, a relationship DMs make with their players.
Yeah.
That, like, as a DM, like, yeah, you'll have sooner or later, every here and there, I call them roadblock encounters.
Yeah.
That it's just whether you're behind on writing or you feel like, you know, this suits this scenario, or if you just happen to roll on a random encounter table. You know, sooner or later, you're going to have, like, a medium difficulty combat that isn't going to affect literally anything, like the horrors that we had in Hailmere.
Yeah.
That didn't affect a single goddamn thing.
No.
That was just something that was in the way.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to flesh out Auric more.
There was a boar once upon a time before Black Mines.
That was our very first Hailmere session, actually.
Oh my gosh, so long ago.
Before Blackguard Keep, our very first dungeon.
Blackguard Keep.
Yeah, there was a guy literally getting eaten alive by two giant boars, one at, like, shoulder, you know, upper half, one at, you know, ankles, knees, whatever, the lower half, literally playing tug of war with this man.
Poor guy.
His body. And, you know, that was just more of like, hey, let's ease into this. You know, that was, again, a medium encounter, and it's just, you know, let's get everybody back in the groove
right,
of combat.
Pace stuff out.
Yeah, you know, you go 7, 6, 8 sessions without combat, you know, you'll get a little from the DM and the PC side of things. You know, you'll get a little, I don't want to say rusty, but out of practice,
yeah.
Even. You know, I know there are those groups that, like, they want pure role-playing.
Of course.
You know, maybe like 3 combats a year or whatever it is that you decide. But, you know, I feel comfortable-ish, like, monthly-ish.
Yeah, I mean, as long as they're not... Maybe now that we've shifted into kind of a little bit more nasty terrain, you know, even like smaller encounters, you know.
Yeah.
Easy encounters for you guys. Like, even very easy.
Yeah.
But just because, you know, you're in a wilder world.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to, like, those super impactful, you know, like, this is a story arc. This is, you know, a villain of some sort. Definitely those are going to be paced out just because there's not always a bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like... Think about it in a way of like Pokemon. You're going to come across a bunch of wild Pokemon.
Yeah.
But you only have so many gyms.
Yeah.
And the elite, like...
I get you.
There's only so many bosses.
Yeah. And, you know, I do think that's... You know, there's not a right and a wrong way to play D&D. You know, I know there are those groups, you know, the exact opposite of, you know, the heavy roleplay groups. They're the ones that are
Diablo
a lot more...
Kill everything.
Yeah, Diablo 3 action RPG, like, you know, where they want it to be consistently. You know, I do think it also depends on, you know, the current story, you know, where you are, what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, if we're in a heavier dungeon crawl type scenario for... doing some, like, Dungeon of the Mad Mage in Waterdeep. Like, yeah, I could see a couple initiatives for one session, nothing the following session, and then again another combat, and then the very next session we hit a boss. You know, like, that alone is 4 different encounters, probably of all varying difficulties. You know, it depends. It's completely situational. Just yesterday, I was talking to Skylar Zeke, about just straight up in general, you know, none of us know MTG very well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finally dipping my toes in as of late.
Checking out the lore and
stuff. And we were just talking about backup characters. Like, you know, we don't know what to expect, so I think everybody should have a backup. And, you know, of course, it being Skylar, he was like, I don't want to lose Zeke. And it's like, I don't want to fucking lose Zeppelin either,
nobody...
but it could fucking happen. So you better...
Not to pull that woe is me card, but, you know, the first player that's actually ever lost a character. It's like, you think I wanted to lose Val?
I know of all the years that we've played D&D, we've had that one permadeath of you.
Right, like, I'm sorry. Like, you think Dom wanted to lose his character?
Yeah,
like, he's the only one that's actually done it.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of world's smallest violin playing happening right now.
No, and I mean, I don't mean for it, but it's just like, it's funny that he's like, I don't want to lose him. It's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and, like, what one of the responses he gave me was, you know, it will depend on, like, Mr. Puzzle Man kindness. And I was like,
I'm the best friend, and I still got killed and agreed to it. Like,
I don't really feel like resurrection is up to the kindness of the DM. I think, like, every revivify, reincarnation, you know, whatever fucking spell it is you have on hand, I think they're... all situational.
Yeah.
Because, like, what if you drop in another plane? That can fuck shit up just like that. And it also depends on how you died. You know, if you get Finger of Death, you're undead. You're a zombie.
Case of Val, if he didn't die, he was probably going to be a vampire.
Oh, no. He 100% was going to be a vampire.
So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, or, like, even something like contracting lycanthropy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I feel like if the PC, like in Val's case, if the PC doesn't feel comfortable that if they are brought back, that they would transform, they would change into something else.
Mm-hmm.
I think you as a player, you just need to step up to the plate and realize this is going to ruin my character. Cut off your emotional attachment. You know, it's a lot easier said than done. And roll a new PC. Like, I can't imagine, for example, like, Zeke being a werewolf. Like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. If it would be something like, you know, once per long rest, he can turn into a storm elemental or something. Like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's bring him back then. You know, if anything, he might actually like that. But if it's, like, from terms of, like, a disintegrate, where he is literally ash and powder, I think you might need Wish to actually bring somebody back if it's disintegrate. Now that I think about it, I think you might fucking need Wish and or True Resurrection.
Either way, very big spell.
Yeah, and there's nobody around us that is even close to capable. And that's not like even a dig at somebody like Jace. It's just Jace, I get the Jibs, Archmage, you know, Khadgar from World of Warcraft. I get those vibes off of him. Not Oswald Fairgood vibes.
No.
You know, he makes me think of Mage. We don't have that priest, you, NPC in our lives yet, which we shouldn't at all. We are only level 5.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like if you aren't, like, level 9 yet, you shouldn't know those all-powerful NPCs yet.
Right, just because you haven't gained enough. I mean, especially in the world of Ravnica, where there is quite literally a reputation system. You haven't earned enough reputation, enough renown, enough respect, whatever you want to call it, to meet these people.
That completely reminded me of WoW, because you have the friendly, honored, revered, exalted, that the term I've been using when I've been talking to whoever it is about it, you know, Jen, Eric, whoever, has been notoriety. You know, we can't walk around town and people will be like, you! But we bring back all the old PCs and we go to Might Bell, every single person, hey, Ari, right?
I know you.
Yeah, or I've at least heard of you because you guys were the straight up saviors, the heroes of that campaign.
Yeah.
You know, if you're responsible for saving the fucking world, word is going to get around. You know, I don't give a fuck if
you take out a Tarrasque and a couple towns over, like, people are going to start talking about you.
Yeah.
How it happens.
And, like, I fucking get it. You know, like, we just had a modern campaign in Ravnica. You know, Ravnica is still fantasy. You know, there's a little bit of tech. But in Hailmere, that was a very clean-cut, medieval, high fantasy world.
Yeah.
That, yeah, I understand. Especially because I fucking homebrewed it.
We've talked about, like, airships and, like, yays, nays, and, like, no guns and all this.
Yeah.
Like, there was such an extensive list of, like, no, we're not going into that just because of, like, this is the plan, idea, vision.
Yeah. You know, and there's no fucking cell phones, internet, shit like that.
Hell no.
But word of mouth is a thing.
That's how we've grown. Thank you again.
Yeah, straight up, honestly. Especially, like, Richie, Ryan, you guys. And, like, if we have to give a shout-out to anybody in specific, those two, thank you guys. I understand that, like, killing the Muffin Man, spoilers, if you haven't watched it, fucking go watch it. That was, like, our foot in the door. That, like, hey, we're not babies. We survived.
Right, we're finishing some of our own business that we came here to do. You know, granted, how we got here is kind of untraditional and weird.
Yeah.
But we followed him here because, you know, his door was finally open. We took him out. You know, this was our own personal thing. But at the same time, it helps you because he's no longer, you know...
Mm-hmm.
However he was getting people, you can only assume kidnapping, which is probably what it was.
And me and Eric, we were just talking, I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago, now that, like, the Muffin Man is gone, done, you know, like, what's the direction we're taking here? And, you know, like, obviously very high, you know, this is just, like, my personal, like, mental checklist. You know, there are a couple small things that I want to do along the way, but, like, my major points is whether I have to or I get Jace's help or whatever, I want to help or get force the other three into guilds.
And that's definitely been hinted at, that it's important. You know, you're in the city of guilt and mm-hmm. everything around you besides like Lady Z.
Yeah, it revolves around the idea that everyone belongs somewhere.
Right. Yeah.
And I think now that we do have the Muffin Man under our belt, that if anything, that's almost like, I know that there's probably a better term of it, but what is popping in my head is bragging rights. That it's like, hey, can I join? Well, what the fuck have you accomplished? I killed the Muffin Man.
Right.
Okay.
On like the whim.
Like, yeah. I was like, you know, that's something. You know, we've accomplished something. We have.
I came here and took care of one of your problems.
Yeah, you know, we had everything to prove, and now that we did kill him, we've proved it all.
Yeah.
You know, like, Zeppelin, he's the only one in it killed. He's been in Gruul for 2 years now. And, you know, I completely understand behind guilds, there is so much going on. Like, there's got to be the leaders, the politics, what kind of races are and aren't accepted, what kind of classes are and aren't accepted, who are all the other NPCs.
Yeah.
Like, I understand the shitstorm that is revolving around guilds, especially as a GM. But there's also that little bit of room to play, because we're already, like, nudging Zeke and Herd of Orzhov, that those are, like, the religious people. It's like, hey, Zeke, you want to learn more about Giannis? That's probably where you should fucking go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, like, you know, Mercy being the loud authority figure that she is, you know, that screams Azorius.
Yep.
Like, you know, I completely understand where you and where the world are coming from, being like, even if you didn't intentionally do it, you fit in really well in this place.
Yeah.
You know, like Zeppelin. You know, way back in the day, he had a different name and everything. I didn't really recognize on paper. He fits really well into Gruul.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even know what Gruul was back then. I didn't even know that there were guilds back then. That was in the Rick and fucking Morty book.
Yep.
Fun fact, that's where Zeppelin came from.
Hmm.
Yeah. Combat was interesting, to say the least.
Straight up,
yeah.
I will admit that I got outdone because, you know, again, another early DM thing of, you know, just, I had four mains and the Muffin Man. The mains weren't all that strong because I used four of them, but I wanted that swarm mentality. And you guys just managed a one hit.
Like every single one of them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm pretty sure they all were one hits, but like, it lasted a one extra turn because mm-hmm. I believe somebody missed.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a, you know, four for four perfect kill.
Yeah, but at the very least, you got some of our actions thrown at them instead of at Jack.
Right.
Which, you know, as a DM, somebody that's experienced the overload of everything I just threw at you died. That is like was one of my main objectives, is even if these things aren't super strong, at the very least they'll be burning resources on them.
Yeah.
That, yeah, they could have used a hit dice. With a hit dice, they would have at least gotten a turn.
Yeah, and I mean, I wasn't thinking about that because,
yeah,
you know, right before the session, we talked about it, and you said, you know, they'd be great for it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I didn't even know what they looked like. I just opened up the book, and I was
Oh,
okay.
It was, a lot of it was because we found that Abyssal Journal. Then it was like right away, you know, we don't know if he's been there, if he's been playing with it, whatever. So I was like, wait a second, we're only level 4. Low CR abyssal creatures, ding, 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 like, you know, that screams mains. Yeah. I killed one with a couch.
That you did. I got squished.
Well, I tried to segue or lead into that or something. No, there isn't a gentle way to say it. I threw a couch at a muffin creature.
Yeah, because I reflavored them to be more muffin-like.
Yeah.
Because he had four ovens that were cooking the mains.
Yep.
The muffins.
Muffins, yeah. There it is.
There's the pun.
Yep. Right. And yeah, I ended my previous turn next to a couch. Because if you didn't know, we do have an Instagram, so you can see the battle maps that we talk about. I ended my turn right next to a couch. We have many couches as minis. They're like the cardboard assembly things. I think they're from Battle Systems Terrain is where they come from. Not even sponsored by them, just love them. I ended my turn next to one, saw main very far away, can't get there via movement. Hey! And you know, I'm a drunk, raging dwarf. I'ma throw something at it. I got these little doohickeys here, his hand axes. That won't do. See, nope. Big-ass couch. Yeet!
And he's got the strength for it.
Yeah. And then I think it was, you told me to like roll a d6 or a d8. Yeah. No, you told me to roll a d8 because I rolled a 7.
Yeah.
But then I get my strength modifier, yep, naturally, which is +4, so that's 11 points of damage.
Yep.
Then when you're raging, anything strength-based, you get to add your rage damage to, which is 2. So I dealt 13 damage via couch.
Yeah, that was...
That was fun.
That's not how I was expecting.
No.
From you, absolutely, but in the moment, again, first bigger battle,
yep,
that is not how I was expecting one of my little guys to die.
No. And I do have to, before we gloss over it, definitely have to address, because it was so fucking useful, helpful, clutch, whatever fucking way you want to say it. Zeke, very first round, bless.
Yeah. He came in.
That was delicious.
Yeah.
And, like, he never dropped concentration, because I don't think he took any damage. I don't think Z took any damage. I know I ate a natural 20, another attack. And, like, even with Jack going balls deep on me, which he should have, you know, I was the one that confronted him.
Yeah.
I hit him first,
yeah,
went reckless, so on and so forth. You know, in terms of, like, aggro or, like, a tank taunting, that was 100% Zeppelin.
You did... Well,
that he, I think he only dropped me by like 18 hit points, like after the natural 20, after the torrent of attacks.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know Eric is like constantly pulling one of these,
trying to see.
Yeah,
and that's
like,
how you learn.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, I know we had Taros in the party prior, but he was a very different breed of Barb. You know, he was a lot more tactical, you know, a lot more strategic than Zeppelin. Zeppelin is
idiot.
Yeah, you Google whatever, anything barbarian-based in D&D, a lot of it you're going to see, or even like a quick build or suggestions from others. You'll see intelligence, not really important. Constitution, strength, and even dexterity, for those that don't know, very, very common when you build a barbarian to use unarmored defense. Even Kairos did.
Yep.
And your unarmored defense, your unarmored defense is based on your constitution and your dexterity. So I'm not saying you should highball your dex. Definitely not. You know,
no,
strength, constitution.
Keep in mind that it is based off of a stat,
yeah,
that you're usually not focused,
yeah,
on.
So I guess the main thing is don't dump dexterity.
No.
Absolutely not. In my opinion, strength and constitution tied, honestly. Because with strength, that's all of your damage, your grapple checks, athletics, all that shit like that. Constitution, hit points, you know, you got that big, beautiful D12 hit dice, because literally no other class does. It's only Barb.
It's amazing.
Yeah. As well as Great Axe, D12, pretty sure, might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure Great Axe is the only weapon that has a D12. A lance might, just because I feel like a lance is weird. But I think, like, even stuff like a war pick is a D10.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. That's kind of shocking.
Yeah, it's the weird weapons that kind of catch you up. Maybe a maul. I would say if anything,
but mauls are like super big hammers.
Yeah,
like, that makes sense.
Yeah, because I know the Warhammer itself is a D10. That I know, and you know, if it's versatile, you know, like Zeke, it would be a D8 if you got, you know, shield in the other hand. But yeah, off the top of my head, if I had to guess, Great Axe, Lance, Maul, those
three are like the D12s.
Yeah. But yeah, well, when it comes to Zeppelin, he is exactly that. The dropped intelligence, decent charisma. I think his wisdom is 10 or 11.
Yeah, he's smooth for being kind of dumb.
Yeah, yeah, he's not bad.
Like,
I think I was proficient in persuasion, and then when I saw it, I was just like, he probably doesn't actually know how to be persuasive, so I just dropped it. Like, I didn't even switch it out for, like, another skill proficiency. I was just like,
nah.
Nah,
we're good.
Yeah. I mean, you have to have some degree of knowledge to be able to smooth talk people. You know, whether you're, you know, given a lame, cliche, corny line or, like, some sort of dad joke or something. Yeah. And it's like, this does not suit him. I mean, I even willingly, for zero reason, I texted you like 3 weeks ago, hey, can I have disadvantage on insight checks? And I think it took you a second to like process, because then like two messages later you were like, oh, disadvantage. Like, yeah, I want to give myself, my character, disadvantage on insight checks. He lived in a swamp for 104 years. He's not used to people. He doesn't really know how to behave around people. Mm-hmm. And then once he finally was around people, it was gruel. The people in gruel are goblins punching each other, seeing who can punch the hardest, ogres picking each other's noses, and cyclopses stacking up rocks as a hobby.
Yep.
That's, like, if you need a mental image of gruel, it's all that, and I would imagine they're... You know, architecture, for lack of a better term, is exactly like the Horde.
Yeah.
You know, with the wood sharpened spears. And, you know, I even sent you that picture like a week ago of that goblin who's like pulling teeth, that dentist or whatever. It was like, that looks a lot like gruel.
Yeah, it's very much gruel.
Yeah. We're really all over the place with this one. We're supposed to be recapping our session.
Well, we talk about... about our players and our skills and strengths and how they work.
Okay, so what
we're teaching people.
Yeah.
That's what we want, right?
That's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we had the big Zeke bless. That really came in hand. I do think we missed one minor thing. But it was, like I said, minor, that I don't think it ended up actually mattering, that he casted Shield of Faith like a turn or two later on Felix. Granted, I don't think that it actually mattered, but that would have dropped his bless, because those are both concentration.
That would make sense. Yeah,
yeah.
If you're having to maintain two spells
he did the bonus action and shit, all of that correctly, but it was the fact that Shield of Faith and bless are both concentration.
Mm-hmm.
If you have one concentration spell up and cast another one that's also concentration, the first spell drops.
So I believe Meepo had that problem too, because it would be, I couldn't have.
Oh yeah, because it was the summon greater demon. Yep.
And something else.
Yeah, yeah. You're exactly right. As soon as you said Meepo, like my light bulb went off. Like, yep, that was a problem. Mercy did her usual shit. Actually, no, she didn't. She had some trouble getting in range of stuff. I think she was like trying to get to a main one turn. Felix ended up killing it ranged. So she gave up all that distance that was between her and Jack moved. So I honestly feel like she was like throwing tridents most of the time.
I think so.
That there wasn't actually many like divine smites.
No, I don't think so.
And Zeke didn't even deal damage. Styler said that after the session. That Zeke didn't even cast a damaging spell.
Jeez.
Yeah. But that should also be a bit of like a nudge to, not Zeke, but to Skylar, that's like, we did just fine without you using all of your guiding bolts and your thunder waves and all that stuff like how you previously have been. Not that you've been doing something incorrect, wrong, or bad, but look at how well we just did
without
all of, it. Yeah, without it. With instead, with all of your support, via your bless and stuff. Yeah, that this was much better played. You know, if you do have to put it in like gaming terms, you know, or even like grading, you know, like this was a straight up fucking A performance from Zeke with the bless and, you know, just straight up helping. Like, I think finally it was the last round of combat. He was checking on everybody. And I was like, sure, if you're giving away the hit points, sure.
I'll take it.
Yeah. And then he literally got me to max.
Yeah.
After like 3-4 attacks that I just fucking took.
Tanked like a
beast. Yeah. He fucking got me to max. I think he might have rolled max dice on it, though.
I mean, his reaction didn't seem like it, but that's very well possible, because I remember it being like a 17 or something. That was quite high.
Yeah. So we... Oh, and there was the big incinerator move. That should definitely be discussed. That shouldn't be glossed over. No. How mid-combat he like hit a button on something and an incinerator popped. And I think he tried to throw me inside of it, or throw Mercy inside of it. But
one
we,
of you two.
Yeah, but we succeeded our grapple. And I was like, hey, he didn't close it. So on my turn, I fucking threw him in. Mercy closed the thing, and we ended up literally chopping him in half. That was hilarious. And then none of us got the killing blow.
No, because who did?
Lynn.
And whose idea was it?
Mine.
Miraculously, some fucking how.
Yeah.
But I believe that was just Zeppelin playing into his little bit of humanity he has. And it's like, guys, yes, we have a vendetta against this dude. But you remember that poor lady upstairs who he literally tortured? Well,
for the three of them, it's a vendetta. For me, it's a job. Rurik Thar told me, go handle the Muffin Man. So, like, as soon as we're done talking to Harold and shit, there are a couple of pit stops I want to make, but then I gotta go back to Gruul.
Yeah.
And, you know, see if Rurik Thar has more for me. I don't know. There's one NPC that we made that I definitely want to go see. Just to kind of poke at something.
Who's that?
But we'll get there tomorrow.
Okay, so this isn't something that happened in previous session.
No.
This is something you're planning on tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah.
We've discussed.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if I missed something.
No, not at all. And then after that, it was actually rather uneventful. We left the factory. We took his head because Harold wants, you know, concrete proof evidence of...
being the old school vampire he is.
Yeah, so now it was just a matter of talking to a couple NPCs to, you know, hey, can you point us in the right direction? I know me and Skylar both are kind of questioning the half-goblins.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, you know, it's one of those things that when you're a PC, it might not matter, but you don't want to gamble.
Yeah.
That it's like, let's just talk to Harold first. You know, that if
what does he think?
Yeah, that there? Like if we bring up half goblins, you know, is he going to have an opinion? You know, whatever.
Good or bad.
Yeah, we did hear from somebody, maybe it was Jax, that Simic leader dude, that Harold is over in Orzhov already in a leadership role. Not surprisingly, it's Harold.
No.
Which was the last big highlight of the session. We went over to Orzhov to a temple, and
oh my god. Go ahead.
Zeppelin found a shrine or something of Poriferos. I got it right that time. And, you know, we've already talked a little bit about it because Zeppelin does have proficiency with Smith's tools and stuff like, you know what, hey, if it comes down to it and we all need a deity or whatever, you know, we think that this figure suits him very well. Okay, I'll give it a go. So I had
God of Smithing, I mean, it's a perfect fit.
Yeah, so I had Zeke show me how to pray, what prayer was, you know, how does this whole faith thing work? And right there on my red Gruul dice, natural 20.
So here I am, the in person, you know,
yeah.
between best friends conversation of, hey, so, you know, we're not going to go super deep into religion right away.
Yeah, we talked about that weeks ago.
Yeah, that's totally fine. You know, yeah. We have a good vision of Zeppelin. He really doesn't need it right now.
Yeah, especially Zeppelin as a character, not really understanding this whole, you exactly. just talk out loud and, you know.
Something responds.
Yeah, not understanding religion, faith.
Yeah, like, I could only imagine what he thought when all of a sudden peripherals, you know, I gave him a very not fade. Too, just, well, even just my voice. Yeah. But, like, you know, you get this giant booming yeah. voice inside your head, and it's like, who the heck are you?
Yeah, why
are
that, you that's talking exactly to me? He started the way he did. I was like, hello? And then when he said his name, I was like, can you sound it out? And then he did, and then I still called him Phosphorus. I called him Phosphorus like 3 times.
Yeah.
And then he told me to just come back next week. Okay, if you say so. Random voice I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And there was something with, it was at the very, very end. So I was getting ready to, you know, break down our setup.
Yeah.
Mercy top word of a new god. A god to take her previous god's place because, you know, we jump from campaign to campaign. So obviously.
We lost Daifuji.
Yeah, there's a whole different, like, pantheon here. So it was, you know, who's Mercy going to believe in now? Where I know the other question mark that people might have is, well, what the fuck does that mean for Zeke? Zeke is a different scenario with Giannis. Giannis was a previously created entity. That's what we'll leave him at for now, entity. Before we dive more into him. From the Hail Mirror campaign.
Yep.
I would push to say probably Meeple's best friend.
Definitely.
If not second best friend.
Yeah.
Brother-like figure.
It was probably Finn and Giannis, and that's just because, you know, Finn was that person, but Giannis was a speaking...
At one time, he was a sentient scimitar.
Yeah.
And the rest we can unveil as sessions go on, because there's still very little that we do know about him.
Right, and without metagaming and spoiling too much for people.
Yeah, we scratched the surface of it, finally, when we were going through Jack's desk.
Because he or Lin had a shrine to
something about the Kraken Slayer, and I think Skylar is still even confused. Because I know he was like, I'm going to kill Meepo.
Why?
Why? Meepo? What?
Yeah, like, yeah, Meepo is the guy who helped Giannis do this.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Giannis was a sword.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Meepo freeing Giannis from the scimitar, you wouldn't have a god right now. Yeah. I just felt like that was kind of just randomly spewed. I'm going to kill Meepo. Like, what's going on in your head that is pointing fingers towards killing Meepo?
Meepo a bad guy right now, yeah. Meepo is probably off sailing on a ship and partying
that Rakdos. And in game, we haven't even heard of Meepo, so actually Zeke has zero reason. Yeah, even more.
Well, that too. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that Meepo's name hasn't
Who
even
is
been brought
Meepo?
Up. Yeah. Malice, Finn, none of them have been brought up yet. It's only been Giannis.
But now that we're finally out of them.
Yeah, and Giannis dungeon. Has never spoken, actually. I was very picky about that in Modern because I didn't want to give away who his deity was. So
he has a very distinct way of speaking.
Yeah, so like when we were fighting the Beholder of the LV Midmall,
mm-hmm.
If you remember... He succeeded a saving throw, so I said a figure appeared that created a wall of water in front of him, and the figure looked human, but he had elven ears, and it's because Giannis is a half-elf.
Yeah.
So I was like already, all the way back to his intro session, his first session at the table, I was already hinting at who this was. And then many sessions ago now, he... prayed or something, rolled a good religion check, so I gave him more of a taste, and he had a vision of a dead Kraken.
Mm-hmm.
Again, another, come on, put the puzzle pieces there. We know Lys Turok, we know Giannis, we know the scimitar, we know the name of it.
We know who
it's all there, just,
help.
You know, I think he might have pulled a Dom, like with Nancy, all the puzzle pieces were there, but he couldn't unscramble them.
Yeah, he couldn't figure out the order in the picture.
Yeah, that it was...
You got all the pieces, but you don't see the end product. So
yeah.
You can't put it
together.
Yeah,
he's connecting the dots, but it's just... get them in the right order!
It was a mess.
Yeah, and that's actually where we dropped the session. Is we're still in the Orzhov temple. Well, yeah, there were some shenanigans. Mercy wanted to create Starbucks, and she was taking so long to do so. Zeppelin, Felix, and Zeke got drunk on Bazooka Longa Gongas, which is Zeppelin's homebrewed ale, because I have brewer supplies.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Oh, which I don't get advantage on those. If I'm raging and blacksmithing, I get advantage on that check because... Yeah, I actually get advantage on that because it's anything strength-based.
Blacksmithing.
Yeah, blacksmithing is strength-based, where brewers is constitution. So it's like...
Would that mean your weapons are more hardened?
Sure.
Damn, I was trying to like make you... I was hoping that was a joke. It's a bad joke, family.
Let me bust out the kinks. You've seen those memes.
Seen those memes? Yeah, of course I have.
Yeah, but that is where we left it after those shenanigans. We were actually on our way to see Harold, but then Mercy was taking forever doing something about building a Starbucks. We got drunk. We got to the temple, or the shrine, whatever we are in, is where Harold is. We just stopped to do this whole prayer thing. And then the Zeppelin Natural 20, followed by Mercy being introduced to the new... and
Mercy needs her coffee.
Oh, the Zeppelin Natural 20 led up by Mercy discovering her new god. That ate up that, like, last 15 minutes. All N hashtag? I think that might be Roman. That ate up that little bit of time that we would have had to speak with Harold.
Yep.
So I think that's probably, like, the first thing on the agenda tomorrow. And we are going to have a shorter session tomorrow, too. Just... so everybody knows, we are going to have a shorter session tomorrow. Just IRL stuff for like half of us to take care of. So tomorrow we're looking at more of like 2 hour long session, like on the spot. And, you know, we're lucky to even squeeze a session out tomorrow. Full on. We are lucky. So yeah, expect a shorter episode. We're going to talk to Harold. I do actually have a little to-do list, which before I leave your house, I'll run a couple things by you, because I'm pretty sure it's something I can do. It's just, how much of George am I putting into this?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, like with that bone that we got out, where it was like, George
I'm
going
to help you understand this and tell me if I'm crossing the line.
Yeah, where it's like, George is holding Zeppelin back here because Zeppelin as a character... he's going to push every big red button that he sees.
No, and that's, again, the character. You see something big and shiny. What's this do?
Yeah.
Wait for a result. Oh, that didn't do anything. What do these do?
Yeah, exactly. And I was holding him back from doing that, which, you know, luckily we took a break right after that happened, that I had some time to chew
you
on
had
it.
A little bit of
like,
processing time.
This isn't right. Zeke... come with me, we're going back, and we're doing the thing that I have an idea, but it's, would Zeppelin have this idea? And if he does, how would he go about it? Actually, let's do that right now. Since we recapped the whole thing, we will catch you guys next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. And we'll talk about our shorty that we're having tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
All right, be kind, take care of yourselves, have a good week.
Enjoy.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.